Now what if you decide that you're in love?
Oh, no way!
How do you know? What if someday just you wake up somewhere and you decide you're in love? It could happen, couldn't it, Mom?
No.
You know about Cupid? You know about Cupid?
Somebody would have to... What are those things you use to roll out the dough? Or the dough?
Rolling pin.
Yeah, somebody would have to clunk you over the head with a metal rolling pin.
Well, that's how it happens. Someday Cupid comes along with his little arrow.
He shoots the poison arrow.
You know, little Cupid, cute little baby, sort of chubby little baby. He flies through the air and he shoots you with a little poison arrow. Boing.
I'll crack it.
No, and then you go around Gaga.
It sticks in your flesh and suddenly you are poisoned.
And you go around Gaga. You go around Gaga.
I'll crack it.
You'll say, Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer, you're so lovely. Or, oh, Patricia. I
just don't try to call it.
Didn't you know? Didn't you know that Cupid shoots you with a little arrow, poisoned with love, and the first girl you see after the arrow pokes you,
you're dead.
Is the one you fall in love with.
Then it'll spit the junk out.
No, it doesn't do your blood.
Nothing you can do about it.
It doesn't do your blood. You can't get it.
He'll see Holly
I'll kill myself with a knife before I see anybody.
Well,
sometimes people have seen donkeys and fall in love with
donkeys. Oh, gross.
That's what happened in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Remember?
That's so gross.
Somebody fell in love with the guy who had the donkey head on.
Mm-hmm. Bottom.
Bottom.
That's tough, isn't it, Ron?
Okay.
Well, what do you think, in all? Do you think that...
I'll munch Cupid's mouth and face before he gets to me.
Let me ask you, do you think there's a sharp dichotomy between the values of Eastmont and the values at home?
What?
A sharp dichotomy.
What's that mean?
A big difference. Between the way, you know, the values,
a
the way
split.
Things
about go. 100 miles.
About 100 miles. Totally different world. So when you come home, do you have to change into a new world? Or is it really not that different?
Okay.
Change.
Change? Change. What's the biggest change you have to do?
And say, and like, the bus is the rocket ship.
And when you get home, you're not Mr. Big Cheese anymore, are you? Your little baby Ross has to do his work, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Dad. You're at school, you're Mr. Big Cheese, third grader. Yeah, you are. You're Big Cheese, third grader.
I'm Mr. Little Cheese.
Dad.
Mom.
Dad,
Mom.
Yes, Mark.
Which is a better place, Eastmont or home?
Come on. Without the work, Eastmont.
Uh-huh. With
without
the work.
Without the work. Without the work here,
no
there.
What if you had a bunch of kids who lived in this house and didn't have to do any work and they were all your best friends and you could kick your parents out? Wouldn't that be a good best deal?
What if I could choose my own parents?
Which ones would you choose? If you could choose your own parents. How about me? Did you choose me?
Oh my God, Rossi, if you don't choose me, nobody will.
What if your parents were really nice to you?
What, yes?
Yeah.
This discussion about, I asked you, what would happen if both Mark and you were in love with Holly, and Mark wanted to go out with you, and he said he never would.
What?
And Mark wanted to go out with her, would you get mad? And you said, it never would happen. And I said, how do you know it wouldn't happen? And you said, it didn't happen in the past, and it wouldn't happen in the future. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, if it didn't happen in the past, there's no way it would happen in the future. That's their argument for that. Argument from past events to future, which is the first time I've ever heard that argument, by the way, tape recorder. So please make note of the fact that it's the first time this particular argument is structured. I don't really like it this way, but my favorite kind is what?
Vanilla.
It is vanilla? In the bonbon?
So is
Holly's?
I don't like that
one. Oh, you wish that you were different from Holly?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think Holly's nice to own? She's kind of cute. Why don't you like her? I don't get it.
The way I've seen the other guy,
yeah.
All the other boys get in trouble when they fall in love with her. I don't even
know. Oh, have they all fallen in love with her? How many boys
have
fallen?
And they get in trouble.
Well, how many boys have fallen in love with her?
Maybe the whole class.
And everyone's gotten in trouble? Well, you stay away from her then.
Everybody except Adam, Jay, and Steven.
Well, then don't get in trouble. I don't want you to get in trouble. Well, what's happened? Let's see what has happened to those other boys. She teases them?
No, they went to the evidence and asked me to give them.
Ooh, creepy. I don't want you to end up like that.
No.
Okay, I do want you to end up in the little prince seat. I want you to be my little prince.
What?
Yes, young gentleman.
I heard the name of Holly.
That's a thank you note for Holly's presence.
Oh.
Okay, do you want sugar or raisins or both? Sugar or raisins or both or none?
Both.
Come on, your brother. Do you think she'll have some? Mark, eat Cheerios!
Okay, Mark did fine, thank you.
Well, isn't he a wonderful little bum-bum? Isn't he a wonderful little bum-bum?
Very impressive.
Very impressive.
Ross has to take one of them to Joey.
Tony.
He didn't do Tony's yet, to Holly.
Tell you what.
Right.
I have to take Mark's thank you note. That's not such a big deal.
Should I get a spanking?
No, you shouldn't get a spanking because you've been bumming. Why do you want to sit over here? You sit right here. I'll just sit right here.
Can I throw this
one? Sit
right
here. Are you cold?
Why?
Because some of them.
No, I'll put the bowl right here.
Because mine has fallen on the ground.
Sit there? Okay. Okay, you tell me where you want your bowl.
Okay.
November 20th. Let's see, I'm going to take this to Tom, Beth, and Aaron. Joey, we have to mail Joey's, right? See, this is something that Mary recorded today, the 20th of November. Mark said, "You know what? Circles are hugs and X's are kisses." Mary said, "Yeah, where'd you hear that?" Mark said, "I just heard it, and you know what? Sometimes my teacher writes X's on my papers, and it means the same thing." He was very pleased and squirming. And Mary said, "You mean when you get something wrong?" Mark said, "Yeah." And Mary said, did she tell you that? And Mark said, no, I figured it out just now. So these are the marks that Mark gets on his papers that are corrected at school, these X's and zeros. Ross said one side, this is November 22nd, and he showed me that an H upside down is a, when you turn a cursive Y upside down, it's an H. And I said, how did you know that? And he said, well, once when I had written that, and I said, you mean written that? And I said, he said, yeah, written that. That's the one of the remaining past tense errors, and we see is this wrote. Marky said, why did the little kitten lose his whisker? And I said, what little kitten? You mean gray guy? And he said, yeah. And he said, Mommy said that he lost his whisker. And I said, maybe he shaved. And Marky said, maybe he had a device. What is it?
Thing. Maybe a device thing. And he said the magic word, me, 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 meow.
Mm-hmm.
And then he pressed the little device thing, and then a whisker fell off.
That would be really silly.
Yeah, I know.
He would shoot his whiskers at people.
Yeah, he would
shoot. Like a little dart.
Yeah, like a little dart you shoot. Yeah, it was good. Ah, a whisker. Bow and arrow.
And then you'd die.
No, you...
Poison whisker.
No, you go, ah, oh, meow, meow.
Turn into a cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you get shot with a whisker, you turn. Tell Mommy that. So Mommy, if you get shot with a whisker, if you get shot with a cat's whisker, you turn into a cat.
Mom.
Tell Mom. Mom. Mom, I want to tell you something.
If you get shot with a whisker, you turn into a cat.
You know, because kitties have little devices that shoot their whiskers at people.
Yeah, and little devices, it comes off of them, they take it and throw it into somebody, and he turns into, he goes, oh.
Danger cat. Turns into danger cat.
No, he turns into a cat. He goes like, oh.
Where'd danger cat go? He's escaped. Danger Cat escaped. He's off with Baron Greenback.
He's there.
Hmm?
There's Danger Cat.
Oh, Danger Cat. Have you seen Danger Cat's new place?
Yeah.
That's a real deal. Why is he under there?
Because he wants to be safe.
I'm not sure. We were dumping blocks, and the cat was helping with the blocks because I made him help.
It's because it's playful. This is playful, I think.
Well, it's because we were torturing the cat.
Oh. You figured that's one place I can really escape.
He was asleep on the bed, and I dragged him down, and I made him help put the blocks away, and he didn't like that.
Why don't you sing beautiful music to the kitty?
Yes.
Mark, play beautiful
That'll really
music.
Do it to him.
Yeah. Noisy music for him. He brought out his arm, his big melodica. It's going to play for the cat. The cat was under the boy's dresser. Haven't you lost a tooth yet,
Marcy? Next year, I'm going to lose a tooth.
Why haven't you lost a tooth yet?
Good. I'm keeping them clean, and I'm not old enough to lose one.
That's very good. That's true. You haven't lost it to decay, and you haven't lost it to tooth replacement. You're doing very well. You have a cavity. Hey. Yes, you do. You do have a cavity.
I do.
Mom, didn't they fill a cavity in his teeth?
And Mom.
All that sugar you ate in those Cheerios gave you a cavity.
Can't you get a raisin sleeve?
You may get your own raisin.
Oh, I can't.
You may get nothing.
Dad, please get me some raisins.
Oh, my foot is burrowing. For those critical babies. Let me hang up your little darling coat and I'll go for the darling ring. Wait for the darling in.
Mark, that's enough cavity
yes.
makers.
got evil on the tooth left. Good thing they're not crunchy.
You know Mark's gay?
Is he?
Yeah.
For what?
Because he's waiting for the tooth fairy.
What
do you mean?
Well, fairy is another word.
Ryan.
For what? Yeah.
You too. You're waiting for the tooth fairy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want my teeth to fall out. They say it'll hurt. What do you mean about that?
About the tooth fairy?
What do you mean about the tooth fairy?
Well, a fairy is somebody. Fairy? You know what a real fairy is?
Mm-hmm.
Real fairy is fantasy. Right?
And what's the other fairy?
Well, the other fairy is gay.
You know how daddy wants. You know how. Daddy, you know.
What's the other gay?
Oh, gee.
Gay is happy.
I know.
Yeah. Like the cat's gay when you give him a lot of food.
Yeah, take him out.
Right. See? Yeah.
Done his Pledge of Allegiance. He's the guy who had to start the pledge today.
Right, said Ross. All you had to say is the word I, right?
Yeah.
And what'd you say? The less, the better.
The less words, the better.
Well, you think I is too much to have to say?
No, but that's not the only thing. I had to say, today is Monday, November 25th,
uh-huh.
1985, Art 115. And then I said, I pledge.
What is Art 115?
That's the time. No, not art, music.
Oh, music. Oh, you did it in music class.
What?
You did the pledge in music class?
No, I did it in my classroom.
Oh, I see. You had to tell the time of the special activity.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's pretty tough. That's tough.
Mark said, Mom, how come people make songs out of what people say? They make little tunes out of them. We were singing Brusha, Brusha, Brusha with the new Ipana. Anyway, I guess he thought that was a neat idea.
Do you make songs?
November 26th is today. Marky, do you make songs out of things words? You say?
No.
Out of words you say?
No.
No. Well, why do you think people do it?
I don't know. I don't want to know.
Well, when do they do it, really?
I don't know why they do it.
No, when, not why.
Lisa does it in school all the time.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how? Tell me an example.
Not very much.
Not very much, but what does she sing about?
Anything.
Anything? Put your brush down, we'll go read a book. Finished?
Said, I like that turkey, or I love that turkey. I'm going to start eating it even before the bless. And I told him it was the blessing, but he corrected himself for once or twice. Then he went back to saying the bless. Who's going to, when we have Thanksgiving dinner, what are we going to do?
Bless.
Yeah, what do you do first?
Well, first we bless, then we. But I.
First we bless, then we.
But I,
I'm just gonna go gobble, 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 and I'm gonna keep on gobbling right past
the prey. Right past the prey?
Yeah.